one right, and beginning your visit with Coleman and with Rick and Debbie this Friday, the 24th of August, 73. They just finished hoeing out the sweet potatoes for the second time. They are clean sweet potatoes. Taiwan Wright, beginning a visit with Coleman, with Rick and Debbie, phasing out here this Friday, the 24th of August, 73. Taiwan Wright, beginning the visit with Coleman, with Rick and Debbie, this Friday, the 24th of August, 73. Faye is in town. Taiwan Wright, beginning a visit with Coleman, this with Rick and Debbie, this Friday, the 24th of August, 73.
Coleman, you drink plain water?
Yes.
You like it ice cold?
Yes, I like it.
All right, I guess.
As long as, not too cold. When I'm real hot, I don't bother with cold water, because I did it one time and you like to put the bell on there. You know, I had more work to do afterwards.
But you're not hot now.
No, sir. No, sir, I'm all right now.
What did it do?
It like, well, we call it put the bell in, and it'll make it too hot, you know, give out.
Uh-huh.
We call it put the bell on, you know, and it, you know, I was real hot and drank a whole lot of ice water.
And,
you know, it just got next to me.
That's a little bit cool for me.
Yes.
You know what I do? I pour a little.
You mix it together, right? Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe this is cool and this is.
I said, this year is all right, just right for me. All right.
Well, you got things going this morning.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We've got 1 mill of potatoes kind of scratched out somewhere, and I think hold the grass down, and we go get the other one by twos, and then we'll watch them see how the grass comes. I hope that'll be the last working, but we might have to go over there and pull some grass out. We can't ever tell how that grass don't grow.
Don't like to have grassy stuff, do you?
No, sir, I never did like it. I've seen people farming, you know, and just wrapped up in grass, and had a big family. Old man Pussley used to be over there next to me, on Joe Pussley. He used to have the grass crop, him and one of my uncles. Like, they would be satisfied unless they had a grassy crop, but I never did like it that way.
What uncle was that?
That's the one that got killed over on there.
Uncle Woodard?
Yes, sir.
Well, how come him to have a grassy crop?
Just the way they handle it, I guess. And they worked all right enough, but you know, look like to me, they just kind of bad management to manage the farm. And Omar Pusser had a big family. He had lots of children, you know. And he had a grassy crop. You see him out there all digging and working all through 12 o'clock in the summertime, and And they never did get the crop clean, you know. And I didn't have nobody but myself and what my wife would do.
Now that's Francis Presley?
Yes, that's right. That's Presley.
Well, she used to work out in the field.
Yeah, I know she did. Yes, sir. And they had a big, at that time, all of them were together at that time. And they had a bunch of children, you know, about, well, I imagine it was about 5, 6 could use a hoe, you know.
Well, that makes a difference when you got 5 or 6 on a hoe.
Yeah, but it didn't look like it make much difference to them, though, they're not keeping on the grass.
Well, oh, they didn't stay together, did they?
They separated. They lived together about 28 years or 30 years and then separated.
Good Lord. Good Lord.
That's a long time.
They all been made to stay here.
Yeah.
That's what I say. Well, that's what they done. They stayed, lived together about, just, I think someone said 28 years or something, 28. Then she left him and moved off, then moved back again and stayed 3 or 4 more and then went again. The last time she went, she stayed over there.
Old Francis Presley.
That's where she used to stay back over on the, in the back of the tunnels, you know, back over there.
Yeah.
Other side.
Well, you can see where Turner's place was just walking up the railroad, can't you?
You can't see the fine sample. It's not very far. Let me see. It's no house, the yard is no far from the railroad, or might be a little bit far, and where we hold the potatoes. But the sapling's up so high now you can't see it now. You could see it though.
Well, it was that far back.
Yes.
That's a nice little, yeah.
He had a nice place for that. Then he owned a good bunch of land around on the outside, you know. I think he said the last, he bought some land, he made him had about, he said it was 1,100 or 1,200 acres, so he said.
Lord,
he had a pretty good tractor. That's where they been cutting. You've been hearing them saws back over there, right?
Yeah. Well,
that's where they was cutting that timber. They've been hauling along now. Well, I say along there. Along from my house is that way. I think about them home. On that highway, you know, going to Maine, they've been hauling along. I don't know where they came from, Gainesville, where they came, but there's a kind of a cutting there. I think, well, when he first sold that place, he sold a man who lived the other side of Gainesville there. Up there. Used to run the 10 times still. And they sold to him, and I think he did change hands. There's kind of company on it now, like that 5 of the land, but not as large as a corporation is there. But,
yeah.
But it's, they cut a lot of timber, and I think it's still, I heard more that other day, because they're still cutting over there.
Yeah. Well, they all been hauling and hauling out of there.
Yes, sir. Yes, been hauling a long time, I think.
Lord, I never knew there's that much back there.
Yes, sir. He had a pretty good, and lots of swamp, you know, to get a lot of, had a big old swamp over there, and that's where been getting a lot of that pine timber out of there, you know. It's a swamp mixed with cypress and pine over there. Kind of lagoon place.
We ought to go back over there sometime just to see what it looks like.
It's pretty scrubby and thick over there now. I tell you, you know, it used to be a time you could stand. That's when you were working 10 times. You burn the woods every year. And you could look and cross there and see half a mile or a mile. But now you can't hardly see far from here to your car. You can't see that far.
The underbrush.
Yes. And they got the saplings. See, at them time, there wasn't no trees there, but the saplings would just come up from the mass, would fall out of the tree. But now they done set out a sapling, they got them so thick now.
Yeah.
And the underbrush and some oaks in that village, and you can't see nowhere. Bells and everything can be right at you. I was out there getting me some pine straw one day. I don't know how come I had got a scared feeling like that, you know. But you couldn't see nowhere. You couldn't hardly see. No far in the end of your door. Couldn't see that far. Hadn't played it. And I just think that, you know, it's a pamphlet out there right now. Might be more than one of them. I've seen that. Back years ago, I argued with people who wasn't none in this. I used to go coon hunting, stay out there in the swamp all night by myself. So cool, dogs feel coon, I couldn't see him up a big silent sea. And I'd wait until the daylight, just make up a little fire around it. You know, a silent sea got a big banking around it. And make up a new fire and stay there until the daylight. And I didn't think it's nothing like that in the woods. But
yeah,
I seen it one day.
Yeah, by yourself?
Yeah, by myself, just the main dog.
a coon get way up one of them cypress trees?
Yes, sir. That's kind of, he'll get there if a dog goes up, the old maybe go up a tree before he gets there.
Well, now, some of them cypress trees went well on up there, didn't they?
Yes, sir. You couldn't, sometimes you couldn't see him up there in the daytime.
So you just waited till daytime?
Till daytime so I could see him.
So you could see him. Man, lie.
He said Dizzy Dairy had some tough old dogs to get those coons.
Yes, they fox hunt. Him and Clay down there. This is Clay Eddie Ellison, his brother was John McClay, was Clay down there on the boat. You know him, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, he the one had the dogs, and Dizzy had some dogs. Dizzy Dale and this Robert Williams. Ken Robert Williams is his nephew.
Oh, was he?
His Williams' mother, I think, was Dizzy Dale's sister. That's the honest truth.
Oh.
The same William used to be over hunting with us. He was married then.
So this dad was related in here?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He was kindred. And I think he got some, William got some sisters. Because I think the man down here, the boatman, he did. Now, he had one of his sisters. And, if I'm mistaken, one of them liked him over here, got one of them.
Oh.
I don't know which one.
What did his dad look like?
Small man.
Well, you know, I figured he was a big man.
No, sir. They all were small people, but like he's just about size of a million people.
Uh-huh.
Yes. And all what I see of the family look like small people.
But he was sturdy.
Yes, sir. He stayed over there. Well, in fact, Lady speaking at Ellison, he stayed in that house. Used to be a house, I don't know, I guess you knew in that house. You right where Woods had right at the railroad crossing from Rob Woods, right across there. Better oak trees there, you know, where they got the maple plants. Because I used to be a house that leased there in the Sutherland Lee. And he stayed in that house a while. I think, I don't know who was working for the Woods people then, or where he was working at. I don't know, he stayed in that house a while. Then he stayed over here. House on the other side, where William stayed over there. William didn't know. He's from, I don't know where he's from, but the McCrae's not. You know that house where the Williams staying now?
Yeah. That's the McCrae house.
They used to live in that house.
Yeah.
And I think William's dad had farmed with McCrae. I heard he did. I don't know about that. They didn't stay very far apart. I know they did.
And Williams lived on back, up past
Yes, just the other side. Because Ben Wright stayed over there and farmed with William. William might have been farming for himself. Because Ben Wright farmed with him one year. This William's dad, and not this guy, because he was a boy then.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, Coleman, you know how it is. These young people always get curious ideas about somebody that's been long before him, like you have.
Yes.
They think, well, he ain't never done anything. You see, he's just an old slow poke fella.
Yes, sir.
Well, you've had, what's the most you ever had in what's the most crop you put in?
Oh, I don't know so well what most that I used to. Oh, I used to have myself, I've done that myself. In the spring of the year, I have about 6 acres of string beans.
Yeah.
About 2 acres of squash, sometimes acre, two. I didn't have planted many cucumbers. Sometimes I have as much as 2 acres of cucumbers.
Yeah.
And I know I'd have about 20 acres of corn.
Yeah.
I do that myself, and other little patches of like that on the side, like a little patch of sweet potatoes.
Well, now, that's all that truck farming, they call it. Vegetable farming.
Yes, sir. And yeah. It's lots of work in that, you know. And where it gets me so, working so hard in gathering them beans down, you know, that's where the work comes in. Sometimes, for plenty of time since I've been living right there where I'm at now. When I'd eat my supper, it'd be 11 o'clock at night. See, after I gather the beans that day, pick them and carry them back into it and get back home and eat my supper, it'd be 11 o'clock
that
night. I had it all to do. I had to tie up the crate, coat them out. You couldn't hardly get people to pick them, and what hand you did get, you couldn't have none of them to help you because you didn't have enough in the field picking. And what?
You may not even need that.
No, I don't
need that.
What help I get? I had to let them pick the beans because I didn't have enough help to pick them. And so that's just the way it was. And I had to tie them and lug them. Sometimes I'd lug them, about 4 feet. You know, down the potato patch, some long rows, just about that far.
Yeah.
And tie them up and carry them to the end. And when the night come, I'd be some kind of tired. Then I had to, first carry their hands home. They'd get mad if we wouldn't carry them home. Then come back and load the beans up and carry them back at that. And that's the way I had it. And then, so when I get to eat my supper sometime, get back home and eat my supper, it'd be 11 o'clock at night.
Now that'd go along for all your bean season.
Yes, sir.
2 or 3 weeks?
Yes, sir. 2 or 3 weeks. Yes, sir.
Gee whiz.
And it'd be fully 2 weeks at the beans, and then sometimes it'd be, like you said, 3 weeks. And in the morning before daylight, I'd leave to go get the hands. I'd go get them. If he didn't go get them, he wouldn't come. And so I'd leave before daylight to go get the hands to pick the beans and come back home, come back and put the hands out of the bean field and go home and get the breakfast. That just the way. It just keep you running. It's enough to kill you, Just one somebody running like that, And just kept me that way. Just said 2 weeks, fully 2 weeks. You'd pick them beans about twice a week. If you didn't get them like that, you didn't mourn them, and so that's where you had to try to get them.
Yeah.
Sometimes it'd be a little bit, a day or two longer, but that's where they want them picked, If you didn't get them like you want them, and you came there, you wouldn't buy them, and that's just the way we had it.
And you had to go after the hands even way back there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I didn't have no truck or nothing. I used to have to drive a horse and wagon, mule, to get the hands. You had to get them picked.
And they could have walked as fast as you got them.
Yes, but he wouldn't do it, though.
He wouldn't do it.
Yeah. Go get them.
That'd be a wagon load of pickers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I had two mules at that time. I had a big old wagon, two horses. Wagon. I'd load about 15 of them on there, but I'd carry a good load when I carry them that evening. I'd go the same thing, carry them back home.
Now, was they your friends, or just anybody you could pick up?
Some of them called to be friends. They called to be, But friends treat you about like other people. Yeah, so they asked for the money for to get out picking the beans, that's all.
Yeah.
But of course, I had some, lots of them when I got to help me at that time, they had some of the same work to do their own self, and sometimes they'd stop some of them. But some of the people, that's all they'd done, just what to pick beans for their living, and some had beans to pick at home, but they advised them to let them have some to help. But after I got a truck, I could cover more territory and go more places with hunt hands, but these other fellas, the big truck, they ended up taking
them
away
from
me.
They could,
too. They did take them away from me.
Yeah. So you aren't much better off.
You just go a little bit faster, that's all. Yeah, so the fellas were making over 2 minutes, when I quit planting beans, they quit. I don't know why they wouldn't plant on. And that was Mr. Hoyt Grimm. And it was Chuck Mack. Well, you know them, didn't you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, they's the one. They had a big truck, and they'd have a big load on there. Look like the people wanted to get with the crowd. I didn't have. I had a small pickup truck like I got now. And then they, like, they wanted to go with the big crowd. And then I wasn't nobody on my truck. And see, they wasn't particularly about getting on there. That just really looked like it worked at that time. Sometime
well, now, Hoyt Grimm and Mr. Tuck Mack, doesn't work together.
No, they're separate. But both of them had you know, big trucks.
Yeah.
They're separate. And just so that I quit planting the beans, they quit too. I don't know why they wouldn't plant on.
They went broke.
It must have been. Yes, sir.
Seemed like I heard him say, I didn't know Horace Graham. I just never run into him.
No.
And he died.
Yeah.
But I heard Chuck Mack say, you know, that they were going broke.
Yeah, I guess so.
Losing money.
Yeah.
You're about the only one making anything.
Yes, sir. I always made enough. I run on beans about 2 years out of the whole time I was planting them, bad years. And the cold got me too late for the plant over. And one year when the cold killed the beans, well, they was blooming, you know, spring beans. And one year it killed them. I had 1 acre of pepper, and I done good on that acre of pepper. Made good on it. I wouldn't mean a real made good on it. And that's what brought me out. But one year I didn't have anything. But what helped me that year, I used to raise a lot of hogs out there. That would, I had my hogs kind of crossed up with the Hampshire and Finewood rooted together. They run, and that Hampshire, you know, makes a good range hog. And I had about 40 head, in fact, maybe it was 2 peanuts, had about 40 head to put in the field. And that's how I got a little change that year. That was the only 2 bad years of what I missed, didn't make any money. I used to make enough every year, you know, last me through the summer till I make another crop, all like that.
Oh, you had to know a lot of things.
Yeah?
You had to know a lot of things. if beans didn't work,
yes, sir.
Pepper didn't work. You had to have them hogs.
Hogs, that's all I did.
And you had to put in some chuffers and stuff to
plant
them.
Yeah, put in them. I put in about 2 acres of peanuts, or 3 acres, or 4 acres of peanuts, and 4 or 5 acres of chuffers.
Yeah.
Yeah. I figure on how much big hog I'd fat into the acres. I'd make some what I'd go sell right then, just pork order. Then I start selling them. And these were going to keep them on use for I'd make them lard fat, you know, where I get a lot out of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's at any rate, you could turn the hogs in on the peanuts and the chuffers.
Yes, sir.
And you didn't have to worry with them.
No, sir. No, just keep where to get water. Now, I didn't have where I had a fever that I didn't have. Good, a dry town, no water place. I had a low place in that dig, kind of place where I could get water. And if you didn't get enough water there, I had to haul it there. But I had old step till. I got the same old kill at home now. I put it in the ground, you know, and fill it full of water, and that'll last a day or two, and just keep it in like
oh,
that.
Oh, it will.
Yes. I put it in the ground where, you know, they could, old step till, they couldn't turn it over.
Yeah.
They could get in there and water, you know, with a hog fattening, he gonna get in water. He got to have his water then.
Yeah.
So that's where.
Oh, you mean one of them big old wide syrup?
Yes, kettle. Like it would same thing, cooked boiled syrup.
Boiled syrup.
Yes, yeah. Hold about 80 gallons.
Yeah.
Boiled. I put it deep enough in the ground where he could get in one side, you know, and he couldn't turn it over.
Yeah.
Anything like make a trough. Why, he'd root it over and turn it over. He couldn't keep no water in there because he wanted water to water. And, you know, lots of people have a pond in the field. Like you got a pond in there, you have hogs in here, not fattening.
Yeah.
But see, they stay in that pond when they come and getting fat all lay up in there, you know, that water. You got to have plenty of water in, you know. That's where you want it.
Oh, they just got to lay up in something.
Yes, sir.
You didn't have any swamp there right on your place.
No, sir. No, sir, I didn't have no swamp.
Mr. Boyd did.
Yes.
And the swamp back there where Mr. Sam Turner was.
Yes, sir, he had swamp. But, Mr. Turner had plenty of swamp on his land, but not in his field. Yes, sir. Because his land used to run down here from his house. And on the other side of the house, too. He had to, if you ever been to that trestle down there where the fish is, his land used to come to that trestle.
Oh, that farm?
Yes.
Goodness. Well, now, by and large, things was pretty quiet. I guess things got lively about the time you was picking beans and things like that.
Yes, sir.
Having to get hands and all.
Yes, that's what trouble has and the most work I'd have to do is give them bees.
Yeah.
Well, it is kind of worrisome then because see so many people planting beans and is hunting hands that sometimes you could get some hands would stick to the whole season through and sometimes you wouldn't, and just kept it. And if you didn't get the beans in the right time, well, it wasn't either picking because they wouldn't buy.
Yeah.
No.
Now, Sam Turner was a pretty good neighbor.
Yeah, he do very well.
You lived by him for a long time, didn't you?
Yes, sir. Since I was about, I lived by him, I reckon, since I was a kid.
Yeah.
He's pretty worrisome at times, though.
What is worrisome about him?
Different ways, which he was kind of worrisome, meddlesome, He always raised, then he had a lot of cows and a lot of hogs. We'll talk about hogs, because he had part of the ruler. He had hogs from his house all the way across the street.
Mm.
All the food that was around there. He used to have them come on this side where I used to live at here. He used to have hogs go to Elliston, come down to Elliston. Down here, no hogs could run on the outside. People didn't allow it. People down here didn't have a hog through sin.
Yeah.
But back across the other side of that trestle over there, the other side of the bridge, you could run the hog out on the range.
Yeah.
One get on this side, well, they had to come at him. Well, he had hogs. Get over the side and go all the way down there.
So
well, they killed a lot of them down there. I seen them shooting them.
So he lost out?
Lost them, but he had so many of them, he didn't hardly miss them. He had hogs from his house to Cross Creek. He had hogs all the way around that Orange Lake cross on the other side of the bridge over there.
Good.
All the way around that, all the way around that lake. Down there, I guess you know about Cross Creek, don't you?
Just a little bit.
Yeah. Well, he used to go. I went with him to help him get his hog, and sometimes we'd follow that lake to get out to where we'd come out, where all that. It's a little, kind of, little, I call it a little Cross Creek town, that down where that little store is.
Yeah.
We'd come out just about from that, where they got that little store at, now is from here to where Ben Wright and them see up there.
Yeah.
Follow that lake on around and all
that
trouble.
Far.
Yes. He had hogs all the way around there.
And you was helping him?
Yes, sir. He's getting me helping sometimes. Helping get them.
Two or three days at a time?
Not that much.
Just
a
day?
Yes, just a day, something like that. Well, he always had a boy that working for him, keeping most of the time, boy called Jack. He didn't be there all the time, but yeah, he have somebody most all the time.
Yeah.
Everybody could get along with him.
He done some of the work himself then.
Oh yeah, he done plenty of work on. Whenever he couldn't have nobody, he'd get out there and plow just like everybody to plow with a horse, Not that he didn't have no tractor, but solid or horse. But he used to do plenty of that, and he'd work all right now.
Yeah.
He'd do a whole lot of it. He knew how to work, and he could work, and he would work. Because I'll tell you how he'd do it if he was hoeing for him. He'd do that to make you get more work out of you. He's a good hoe hand, fast hoe hand. He did do it when he had you to work for him, if he didn't do it all the time. He'd get to the end, he'd whole fast and get to the end. That'd make you speed up, and get to the end. If you didn't speed up, well, he'd sit down until you get there. This time you get there, he's right back to the end. That's where he would do it.
Yeah.
Oh. He keeps
moving.
That's what he do that for. That's what he do that for, to keep you moving.
Well, you know, Mr. Smith, Miss Agnes's
husband.
Mr.
Yes.
Lyons.
Yes, I know him.
Well, I always pictured him, you know, as doing
yes.
like that.
Yes.
But I understood one time, and he didn't do much of the work himself. He just got a bunch of hands and turned them loose in there.
Yes, sir.
Well,
I never even waited for him.
He'd go on about his business.
Would, yes.
And I'd say, well, Miss Agnes would have to go down there and get some greens or something.
Yeah.
They said, she never went down there and got any greens or beans or anything. She just sent for them.
Just sent for them. Yes, well. Well, they was doing big business one time. He was on the farm. I call it big business. It looked like he was from the outside of Paris. You know, you can't never tell what a fella's doing. But
yeah.
Outside of Paris, it looked like doing big business. But I guess it must have been paying off because he went to the bed on it. You know, when your business ain't not paying off, you know, you're telling me after a while, boy.
Yeah, you can't stand it forever.
No, you sure can. But that's the way it's him. And we're going to find out why other people we'll let him have money in and then so they'll close him out too, because I mean it's trash at that place up here just the other side of where we had it. That was Johnson that used to be his, and it's trash it got there. It was kind of funny. A fellow told me once, said they eat that up in candy. But I think he just said that, you know, they might probably vote more Canada. He said he eat that place up in Canada. It's 20 acres in there.
Yeah.
They eat a bit of candy, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Eat 20 acres. But anyhow, he got it.
Well, let me tell you, how far along was Mr. Turner when that business came up about Curtis? Was he...
Curtis?
Don't you know when they had that trouble about the saddle?
About the saddle. Oh, he had been, but out of the way, he had been a long time ago. That was in the Christmas time. He was in his liquors that Christmas.
Yeah.
He
wasn't very old.
He's middle aged.
Yeah.
Well, he's a little bit, I guess he's young, about 50 years old.
Yeah, yeah.
Something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
It was Christmas time, he was bringing his liquor, and he had his nephew there with him, one of them Johnsons. You know them Johnsons live at Reddy? They came to him. Some of them was there now, but the older ones are dead. His nephew, O.J. Johnson, you heard him, I know. He had a brother named Wallace Johnson. Well, it was Wallace Johnson there with him that day. But they got some, O.J. Johnson got some people that are sons that if I'm mistaken, one of the Johnson grandsons, O.J. Johnson grandson, married, I think say his grandson, married Miss McCrae's daughter, that is from there, you know, one of his daughters anyway. But anyhow, the Johnson down there in Reddy called Redmond Johnson, that's the O.J. Johnson's son.
Oh, yes, that big family Johnson.
Yes, sir, yes, sir. Well, those are my Turner's kinfolk.
Oh, are they?
Yes, sir. Oh, my Turner's sisters. Sons, they was.
Oh.
Yes.
Well,
my Turner raised them boys. I tell you, them boys' dad is able to Johnson. They come from back over here across the next to Cross Creek. You know, Johnson used to live back over there, and their daddy married my Turner's sister, and when these boys were boys, their daddy lost his mind. It went crazy.
Oh,
yes, sir. And old man Turner raised them two boys. O.J. Johnson, his name was Glenn Johnson. We come up together, but now I imagine both of them was older than I was. Of course, I know Wallace Johnson was, but I think Glenn Johnson was a little bit older, but he wasn't much older than I was. And we come up kind of together, but you know, it might be a year or two older than me, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
2-3 years like that. But and he raised them boys till they got up, you know, big enough to kind of look out for himself. And Glenn Johnson, he first left and went to Reddick. His mother moved to Reddick.
Yeah.
Then Wallace Johnson, he stayed with him and turned right on till he got grown. And afterwards, too, well, he was there that day when the time when it was Christmas time, and that's called by the saddle.
Yeah.
Well, Curtis Turner, let me see, bought George, how was it? Bought the little old mare and a saddle. And George Hall, he, Curtis Turner bought his. Said he didn't like the saddle, and he sold the saddle to him. Well, he did sell the saddle pretty cheap, but you know, that's the only boy Montana had. He had two children. His daughter ain't making over now. Stay right there. Nick, that's the second house on the tracks we have.
Yeah.
And he wanted to sell the saddle. He sold the saddle pretty cheap. The saddle was first bought from the tracks. It was at the tracks store.
Oh, yeah.
And he sold the saddle pretty cheap. He said he didn't like the saddle, and Hall paid him for the saddle. And the vet for the saddle, old man Turner didn't like it. You know, that's what he would do about things. He claimed it belonged to the boy. Then when anything the push come to shove, he said it's his stuff. And that's what the argument come up about.
I see.
About the saddle.
So he didn't want to let him have it for that price?
No, he didn't want to let him have it. He said it was too cheap.
Well, how'd you get in that?
Well, we got to talking, and one way brought another.
You went with Hall up there?
I went away with Hall.
Yeah.
And then he cursed me. And that's how I got tangled up in it.
You didn't like that?
No, I didn't like what he said. And that caused me to get tangled up in it.
Yeah.
And then he thought I was afraid of him, you know. He went and hollered to bring his gun. He went and got his shotgun and come out, you know, motioning like that. You look like he going to shoot, you know.
Yeah.
Think about shotgun. He had got so many Mr. Bars around there. I know that. And they would run, you know. That's what he thought I was gonna do, but I didn't run. He thought I was gonna take off like that. Now I got some cousins used to live back over there. They been over there. He owed them some money. But he got at them about. You know, that's what he'd do. If you wait for him and he didn't intend to pay you, he'd run you off. And they ordered some, they went for it, and he run them off. They never did get their money. They run and left.
Yeah.
And
well, you ought to run off, Cole.
No, I didn't run. But anyhow, but you know, if I could have got to him and go, I'd tell you, he'd I think I'd have tried him then, but you know, didn't get to him. But he thought he cussed me all right now. Long of them tires, you know, what he cussed me for, I didn't think. Didn't feel good at taking it, but, you know, sometimes a man, you know, have to take a lot of things like that, but I didn't feel like I ought to done it at that time. And so, me and him, we didn't bother each other for a long, long, many years.
Just living right there together and avoiding each other.
If we met up, we just met, and that's all. We didn't bother.
Just met and passed on.
Yeah. He tried not to meet me. I was to see him many days out in the woods. We both had some hogs in the woods, and while he was gonna meet up with me, he'd turn and go another way, because I didn't run him down. Look like he was trying to keep out of the way, and so I didn't run him down. I imagine it might have been a good thing it didn't, because, you know, we might have got to fight out there and there wasn't nobody to stop us.
Yeah, that's right.
It might have been too bad, wasn't it?
That's right.
You know, get to fight out there, you want to be where somebody can separate you. Because you might be glad for them to separate you, you know, but it'll help you out for them to separate you.
Yeah.
Sometimes the other side will be ripping you, you'll need help.
You need help.
That's the way it be. And so, but finally, he made up with me, though, before I made up with him. He gave me all the good side to make up, and that's why finally we made up.
How do you do that,
Colin? I don't know really how it was. That it's been so long now, but anyhow, after he got to talking with him, you know, he seeped well in and we meet up in the...
Oh, I see. You just gradually got to talking.
Yes,
speaking.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
But I just didn't go around his place, and he didn't come around mine. And anyway, where I was living at, he had a field, wasn't it, about a half a mile. If I'd go by there, I'd just go, my hogs be around all day, I'd go around over there and see about him if I'd be close to his desk. But he'd be over there working, I'd go and see the hogs and go on about the business.
Yeah.
I needed to go all the business.
Well, now, I never heard you falling out with anybody besides him.
I ain't never fell out with nobody. All the rest of the people, Bertie, Jackson, man Jackson, you know where he lived, you know where his place at, anyhow, where the Hogan got over young.
Yeah.
Yeah. Them and Man Turner's brother, he had a brother live a little bit up the other side of him.
Did he?
Yeah, Will Turner. And none of the rest of me. I guess we didn't fell out then, but you know, he was drinking his whiskey at Christmas time.
Yeah.
And I guess that's what his whiskey was telling him to do,
he did.
And he used to start with a lot of people when he'd have his brother-in-laws and his kinfolks out at heaven. You know, he'd want somebody to heaven fight if he'd get into a fight.
Oh.
He got beat up at Rochelle. The Zetrows had done that, though. It was old man Zetrow beat Mantana, and Art said, his old man nephew, well, he the one beat Montana's brother-in-law, and his name was George Randall. You know, he's married in the family. I think they come down here to Mount Brook, over here to Mount Brook, somewhere.
Yeah.
They call Mount Brook. I ain't never been to the place over there. But that's where they moved. His wife, people lived over there.
Was that old man Zetrow that died a year or so ago?
No, so that's his uncle, what beat him at time.
Oh.
That is the one who died not long ago. That's Bruce that out.
He
used to be a tiger, call himself, be a tiger in his younger days. He used to call to be that bad that out.
Oh.
Yeah. I reckon he was here, Bruce that out. I didn't know about him. He called himself. Me and him one time, like some land over there by my dear brother. I had land rented. I worked it. The colored woman used to work with them. She was an old citizen used to live over back over there. And his name James. This woman used to work for him at Rochelle, work for Zetrow people, help him, you know. And she moved away from there, they moved away from there, and so they rented me the land, and he come over there. When time comes to pay the rent, she told
him. Oh, yes, I forgot that.
She come told him to collect the rent from him. And so he come over there, one night just like he was hunting somebody to put in jail. I wasn't home when the place come there, he made a second trip there. And I thought we were going to get into argument that night.
Yeah.
I told him to meet me where next day I came. And meet me where we were at the field and we measured the land, I paid for the land.
Yeah.
And so next day we met over there. I had a field not far from that. I was mowing some hay, but mowing with horses, you know, mule. And I went across there to the mowing machine. I didn't know what was going to turn up, you know, because he called to be one of them tiger cats. That's what he was called to be in them days. Because some oranges was on the place, and he said, she told him he could have the oranges. And told me not to let nobody get them. I told him, I said, I don't live there. And I said, if anybody could have to get them, I can't keep them getting them because the place was about a mile from where I live there. I said, I wouldn't know if anybody get them. He said, all you got to do is just tell them they belong to me. A.B. Zetterauer. Albert Bruce Zetterauer, that's his name. A.B. Zetterauer. All you got to do is tell him to blow to him. They ain't going to bother him. That's what he said. And I didn't know what kind of trouble we were going to have, but we didn't have no trouble that day. I went to the field over path. The path was prepared for him, but I didn't know what he was going to do, you know, because he was called to be a bad one, you know.
Yeah.
I didn't know what he was going to do. And so, but he come down and said, so I ain't never seen nobody made a land on her, had old bay mare, got on her back and rode across the field and count her steps. That's where he made the land.
Huh.
He said that old mare stepped back to 3 feet apart. That's what he said. And that's where he made that land, rode that road. Okay. I paid him for what he said was there.
Yeah.
But that's where he made that land. Yeah, you ever see anybody made it to get on a horseback and then ride in the major land?
Hellfire, Coleman. I never even heard of that.
That's the way he done. He got on her back and he rode, you know, just like if you were stepping with your feet, you know.
Yeah.
He got on her back and rode across around like that, and that's where he made that land.
You took his word for it.
Yes, I took his word for it.
You let him do the measuring.
Well, yes, because I didn't measure it, and so I let him do the measuring. So I figured I took his word for it.
Yeah.
But I had to figure it out. You kind of estimated it, and I didn't think it is too bad what
yeah.
he's done.
Yeah.
At least if it was a little bit less, it wasn't enough to fall out by.
Around 20 acres?
What I work, it is about 20 acres in the field, but I didn't have it all.
I see.
I had about half, it was about 10 acres.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So that wasn't enough to fall out about.
No, it wasn't enough to fall out about. But I thought it was going to be a falling out, though. I went there for fast way because I hadn't heard too much. I never had dealt with it.
Yeah.
That's all my dealing I ever done with it because, you know, their name was enough for me. They had, I don't know where you heard them of or not, but they had a name for mean people, you know. And he told me to meet me that next day, and I didn't know what he was going to do. That's when I...
Well, you had more meanness around than I realized.
Oh, yeah. There's lots of people, you know. But that's the only dealing I ever had with him, just that making it land. And the next, let me see, no, I think I'll give it up. I had some hog peanuts in there, and I run some hogs in there, and just as soon as I run the hogs out of here, I turned it, I let the land go. I had a plenty to work beside that, you know.
Yeah.
But I just let it go. And they had an old house there on the place, and that same... Yeah, like I let it go. You know, I had keeping the fire of it. Part of it is old rail fence. You know what called rail fence? Split rails, you know, built fence house? People used to have that back over there.
Sure.
And I turned it loose that year, and when time come, you know, every year, and the people had 10 time over there, and after about February and March, you'd have to get your fence secured if didn't it burn it up, because they put out fire in the woods, you know.
Yeah.
And so, the following early spring next year, that's what happened to it.
Well, how would you secure that old rail fence?
Yeah, take a horse, plow a fire road around it, and then when time comes, set fire around it. That's what you think.
Oh.
Yeah.
Whenever they start burning, you started burning.
Yes. Sometimes you'd have to get to have your fire road before then. So whenever they put fire out in the woods, because the way they would do, they wouldn't know the fire. They just ride through the woods. They take the wood rider and ride through the woods. When you see a smoke over there, they don't put fire. They don't drop fire. Sometimes they wouldn't let you know.
Wouldn't let you know?
No.
Mm.
And it used to be a man, Tillman, lived back over there. You heard talking to Tillman, I might have. Real Tillman, he had. It was the same boy, Hogan's over here, his granddaddy. That's who it was, because his mother is one of the Tillman, one of the Tillman. Daughter, and he was bad about setting fire. No, he just ride through. You know, he had a lot of cows scattered around. You know that old pine woods at them times in the burn every year. It didn't make good good pasture for your cows long in March, your bunnies in March, February, March, and in April and May, it'll be good grass. That wide grass would be just about that tall,
yeah.
And it'd be tender. It just stands. You had them on old patch. You know them. You see the old cows shedding off and fattening up.
Yeah.
And so that's, he ride through the woods and drop a lot of fire. And when you see him riding through the woods, you just might as well look for a smoke. You had to watch.
Yeah.
Because that's why you see a little smoke start out there.
Yeah.
And they have burned up fence, but it took me a lot of time over there.
Oh, Lord.
Sometimes it get into the old rail fence, you know, and get into it just same as into a stroke patch.
Well, you didn't have any wire fences, did you?
Some parts of it was, yes.
Well, that wire was costly.
Yes, sir. But it wasn't, I don't know, it wasn't as costly, never cost it till now.
But even so, when the wire fences burn your posts.
Yes, it's burning posts, but you know, you stand more chance of getting it out. You know, when a rail fence, when it fire get into that, you know, it's cleaned up, you know.
I never thought about that. That
yes.
would go.
Yes, sir. Just say it was part of a lot of, you know, them rail spit out of pine log anyway.
Lord help me.
If I get started now, you'd have trouble or sometime out there.
Oh, man, live.
Yes.
Yeah. Old, your uncle Woodard.
Yeah.
Now, he was right peppery.
They said he was.
Did you know him?
Yes,
oh, of course you knew him.
Yes, sure I did, yeah.
Well, now, but when he finally got into trouble there, you see, with Mr. Guthrie and the law and all like that.
Yeah.
Now, how old was he then? 50 years old?
Yeah, I knew he was somewhere in his 50s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he is still able-bodied.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Yeah. But he'd been pepper all back there.
Well, I guess so. Because I never did, me and him never did have any trouble, and him and Mr. Guthrie never did have no trouble. I don't know, you know, that's the only trouble I know, and then I think that come up by the lower hole. Because now, if I had followed up, now, I just tell you about that. I blame him, and I blame Mr. Guthrie both about it. Because I have giveaway little short, our hogs run out on the range. Well, if you happen to make a mistake and and one that stay out there, if he's not following his mother loose, well, he's not marked. We all marked him, put a mark on him. That's where you tell our hogs. Well, if you go tell one by the colors, you couldn't handle it. Just like I like you passing your cows, you can tell them that that's where you go by the color now. But if one happens to make a mistake and get a little old pig. Belongs to the other, well, it wasn't enough, it wasn't worth enough at that time for to make no to do about. Because I know the fellow got one mind, and I know it was, but still I could lose it and it wouldn't hurt me. Because it wasn't enough, it wasn't, little short what they fall out about, it wasn't worth maybe $2, at the best of $3. Well, that wasn't enough to fall out about. And so that's the way it is. Now he was nitty, and Mr. Guthrie was nitty. That's two nitty ones, and they dealt together. Now you take them back to the time when it's dipping. They got along together just same as two brothers would get along, better than a lot of brothers would get along. One would help the other, though. Guthrie would help him get his cow. He'd help Guthrie get his cow. That's the way it was. But it was. Let's see, who was it got the hole? No. I don't know who one of them got there. I think he's the one. Well, Mr. Guthrie got the hole, and he claimed that as his, you know. Now, me and him could have had a run in that way, bought a shoot. He said it his, and I just give up and let the shoot go, because it wasn't enough to fall out about. So that's the way it was done by that hole. One of them got the hog. I think Mr. Guthrie caught the hog. I believe it is. And he said the hog was his hog. And that's what they started about.
Yeah.
But it wasn't enough to fall out about. They all raised them out there, and it didn't cost them very much to raise them. And if you didn't get to mark them on time, and somebody else had to get one of them, and if he had a claim in the woods, why, just let him have it. That's the way I always figured it.
What was that? What is, somewhere along the line, I got the idea that he went over there and to raise Cain with Mr. Guthrie, and he had a bucket or something.
I don't know about it.
And he left it over there for Mr. Guthrie, and Mr. Guthrie said he'd leave it out there for him. He says, no, I want you to bring it home.
I don't know about that.
You don't know about that?
No.
Well, I can't remember.
It probably must be something in it. I don't know then.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah. Well, he was egging it on or something like that.
Yeah.
But that's so unlikely.
Yeah.
Ain't anybody much going to go up to a fella's house and egg it on. Ain't
no.
Much. Ain't likely much, is it?
No.
And then they got the sheriff into it.
Yes.
And got him out there in the house.
I don't know how come the sheriff. Well, I tell you what I believe about that. They used to have back in them times out of that some of the fellows, you know, kind of what they call that Ku Klux.
Yeah.
And I think that's what that was that night. I think that that's when they killed.
Yeah.
Because there's a white fellow back over here on that other side where this man lives, man would live over the Paul's place. The other side, there's a place down there called Gas Hamlet. Some Hinstons used to fish down there. And they took two brothers of them, John Hinson and Mac Hinson. And Mac Hinson, I believe, one had the boy named Buck, called Buck Hinson. And this boy, I think, that says that, well, it says done about 50. I don't know where. This boy used to make 50. They said to me that they get him out to whip him, and they did whip him, and he must have fought him, but they beat him to death. Well, he didn't die right then, but he died afterwards. But see, there was nothing done about that. And I think that's the way they, when they went there that night, they went there to get him. I think that's what that, all that was what they went to do.
Yeah.
At Ku Klux. They went there to get him, and so they had the sheriff, and you know who the sheriff was, they had that, Bob Matthews, you know, he's a mean fellow anyhow.
Oh.
That's the same fellow. What that fellow, he shot that fellow over here, was it that Willison, wasn't it?
You know, I haven't heard about Bob Matthews.
Well, he's the man done the shooting. Say
oh,
he's the man.
Yeah, the sheriff done it.
Yeah, well, he was a deputy. I think it's under the surrounds, I reckon.
Yeah.
He's a deputy. They had him there that night. Did they say he was under the shooting?
Yeah.
So they said. I wasn't there. Yeah.
Well, it's easy to find some excuse, you see. They said he stuck his gun out there going to shoot.
That's what he said, but see,
you never know just what happened.
No, you can't ever tell. But they were there to get him out that night. That's what they went there for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, what was that other, when they beat the fella up,
He was a white fella, Buck Henson. He was making liquor.
Yeah.
And that's what they were with him about.
Who was that going to get
it's the Ku Klux.
Going to get him about making liquor.
Yeah. Well, his lot of was in it, because his fellow from Rochelle was in there. And, not Hogan's granddaddy, but his uncle, Ben Tillman, he used to go with him. Well, I got on the window who lots of them was, and Sunday was used to be both up there. It was 5 or 7 times still. You know, you heard of him, man.
Who?
Sunday. I think he spelled it in Surency. I think that's how he spelled his name.
No, I
don't
know.
You didn't know him, but he was the boss up there. It was 5 or 7 times still up there. You know, and with that office there now, some people, Illinois office.
Yeah.
And it's a crowd of them. And I heard Marvin say this man from Cross Creek. Used to be over there, just Cross Creek, Rice. He said he was the head leader. That's what I heard.
Oh, don't tell me.
Yes.
Old man Bryce.
That's what Marvin said. He was the head leader of it.
Oh, I never heard that.
I didn't know he was in it. But you can't tell who'd be in something like that.
No.
I know them Tillmans was in it, because the Tillman boy told some of the people. They rented a Grove Hog. I tell you, that's what they rented a Grove Hog to get a fellow out. This is a colored fellow they rented a Grove Hog to get. And he, when they met that account door come for him, he saw the door open and told him to come in. And it wasn't a man went in. And they didn't get him. And another one they went to get over there, I think they fired a few shots. And one of them Tillman boys, Ben Tillman's son, well, he right there at Rochelle now, Holly Tillman. I think one of them Tillman boys live over here on the other side of the civilian up there.
Yeah.
Barco. You know, I know both of them from a little bit of kids.
Oh.
Yeah. And Holly Tillman told him that he was never going there no more. He said he'd come his nail getting shot one night. Bullets or shot, something that would come right by his head. Fool with them people. But that's what they beat this fellow about. This fellow was a white fellow, you know, Henson. Buck, they call him Buck Henson. I don't know if it was Buck or the name he had or not, but I know him. And he must have tried to fight him. And they beat him up pretty bad. And he died from it. He didn't get over it. But they didn't do nothing about that in law.
No.
Never done a thing about it.
No.
But he died from it, didn't live so long enough.
Well, they got after the colored folks and the white folks both.
They're getting up. If you done anything, look like they're going to raise you over again. If you're doing anything they didn't like, they'd get you. if you're living in a way at home, they didn't like to get you.
Oh.
That's what I guess they call it, that's going to raise you over. You wasn't half raised at the place.
Well, now, how far back is that, Coleman? I haven't heard a thing about that.
So you haven't? Oh, that is, I couldn't.
That is back World War II?
But between World, long about that time, about World War II, and between after World War
One. Oh, I see.
Yeah. After World War One and long about World War II, long in there. But I know when all is gone, because I never did have no trouble with none of them.
Yeah.
Only trouble I've had any man falling out like that is that old Turner man. Yeah. Me and him had him, and all of them, I never did. I've been knowing him ever since I've been big enough to know him.
Yeah.
I never had no fallen. Jackson, none of the rest of them, Turner's brother. But, of course, a little man, I guess he wouldn't have had it then, but he's drinking his whiskey. He was doing what his whiskey tells him to do.
Yeah, you just got him wrong time.
Wrong time, that's right. Yeah.
Maybe if you just let him run you off the next day.
No.
But you never can tell that.
But you know, I tell you, I'll tell you about that. Now, long as that time, I don't drink whiskey now. I used to drink a little whiskey myself. Well, that day when he was in his whiskey, I had to drink a whiskey too, you know.
Oh.
So that's just the way that thing went out that day. We all did our liquors that day.
Well, you see, everybody went to them syrup makings, you see.
It might have caused trouble, because you know, selling his liquors, you know, he can't give an account of what he's doing.
Yeah.
Might do something what he don't have no idea of doing, you know.
Yeah.
So that's the way that was. He was in his liquors and I was in mine. Christmas time, you know.
Yeah.
As fellow said, long you feel, you said, well, Christmas don't come but once a year. Every man should have his share. And so we was getting our share. And so that's the way it was. But I didn't cuss him, but he cussed me. But I tell you what, I was getting ready to do that day, though. I was getting ready to go and try him that day. He wanted to tussle a little bit, but he could have had a little tussling around there.
Yeah. But you had your dandruff, didn't you?
Yes. Well, you know, I had something to make it come up.
Yeah.
I think, I don't know what kind of liquor we was drinking. I don't know, moonshine or what.
Well, it was fairly plentiful. You didn't.
The moonshine?
It wouldn't be hard to get.
No, that's all kind of, you know, one time he could get, you know, when he was trying to do it.
You didn't get in and never get in moonshine, old man Boyd.
Plenty of it. I wouldn't say a little bit, there's plenty of it.
Plenty of it.
And every time we wanted to go and get it, and that would be every week, latter part of every week.
Yeah.
And between times, if I wanted it, because he had it.
Where did he keep it?
I don't know where he kept it. Go in the house and get it.
Just go in the house and get it.
Yeah. I don't know where he kept it.
Well, you're no old man Rawlins.
Who?
Rawlerson.
Yes, sir.
Well, I heard the fellow tell about that. Now, this was just after World War II.
Yeah, well, I used to go there and get it. Well, I used to get it anywhere where they sold it around here. When I got ready for it, you know.
And that was fine stuff.
Yeah, it's pretty good. And you take some of it, double run it. And I take the SARS, and I used to get it. You know, up here to Macanopa, there was a man up there to Macanopa, and I live. He used to get back over there in the woods. I used to get him.
Oh, yeah, what's his name?
Frank Hines.
Frank Hines, yeah.
I used to spend it, and another one used to.
Now, he didn't make it. He just sold it. He made it too?
When he stayed back out there, he must have made the sale. They took still a sale of his.
Oh, I see.
Because Tillman was. Ben Tillman, this boy sit down here, you know, his daddy, he was a little deputy at Rochelle. He had teared up. He said, he's telling me about it, how much cases of devil, what's called that? Lie, devil, something though.
Yes, I can see it.
Yeah.
Bad devil.
It had so many cases that down to his steel, you know, they put it in that book. You know, when people drink that stuff, you don't know what they're doing.
No.
Well, that's what they put in there, you know, to make the liquor turn out a lot of liquor, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, sir, you don't know what you're doing when you're drinking that stuff.
Coleman, is Miss Annie going to be waiting for you?
I guess so. I think you better be going, too.
Well, let me tell you.
Yes, sir.
These young people, they don't know what happened. They look at a fella and they think, well, he's a stuffy old fella. He'd always been stuffy.
Yeah.
Everything he ever done, you see, was stuffy. It ain't right to think.
Yeah, no, sir.
They need to know a little bit, don't they?
That's the truth. You can't ever tell, but I'll tell you the truth. Sometimes you meet up with a fella and he might be a man got money then, and you just look at him knowing like he wants a dime, do it.
No.
It'd be that way a lot of times.
That's the way it used to be.
I used to have a dollar all the time, most of the time. I never did run. As I said, I'm running into the worst, most of my days right now. It's bad to get old to have it, but that's the way it was, you know. But I made a living all my whole life. I made a good living. I had plenty to eat and a little bit of money. I didn't have much money, but I had a plenty to eat all the time. I was telling some of them, I believe it's going to be a hard time to come in after this thing here is over with. You know, kind of like it was in Hoover's time,
yeah.
Kind of panic-like.
Yeah.
Wages are so high and everything is so high, and I believe when it do go down, it's going to be a kind of a bad time.
Oh.
That's the way I feel about it. I might be wrong, but I just feel that's what we're going to have as far as this, you know, tough time. In a minute, in the panic zone before, it didn't bother me so much. I had a plenty to eat.
Yes.
If you got a plenty to eat, you can make out with a little bit of money.
Yeah.
But if it comes now, I ain't got none.
Yeah.
Ain't got much to eat, and no money. So that's the way it'll be. And so I don't know what'll happen this time if it comes another.
Well, it'll hurt. Yes.
Yeah, it is. Oh, I know it'll hurt. Yes.
Well, I tell you the ones that I feel sorry for, and
what?
That's the ones in these big cities.
Yeah.
Who just living on just a little bit of money, you see.
Yes, sir.
And now it's getting worthless.
I tell you the truth, money don't go nowhere now.
No.
It sure don't. No, sir, it don't go nowhere now. If you got something to eat, kind of help yourself, that'll help out a little bit. You won't go so hungry, you have something to. But money don't go for it. Buying things now, it don't buy very much.
Coleman, what all did you do at when you was making syrup? You'd just have a good time, wouldn't you?
Yes, I never did. I used to get my little skimmings. I didn't want to bother making them, get somebody to make them up and drink them. I didn't sell it, didn't make them up for make a living out of it.
Yeah.
But I just feel get me some liquor to drink myself. I was drinking that at that time.
Yeah.
But
that skimmings was the easiest thing to have.
Oh, yes. And it, you know, I tell you, if I had to drink much of this old stuff would buy, if I had to drink that, I guess I'd have been dead because, see, it didn't have nothing in it but you would come off the tail out of the syrup. That's all
right.
It had in it.
It tasted good and had
yes.
a little lift to it, didn't it?
Yes. Oh, it had the pep to it all right now.
Oh, did it? did it really have a little pep?
Oh, man. Yeah, don't ask me. That's I don't know when me and this old man had it on there. He was drinking, I think, ordered liquor because his nephew had come and brought him some liquor from Ocala. He used to sell it, get it to Ocala then.
Yeah.
But I don't know what I had. No, I guess we used to order some from Jacksonville called a henna whiskey at that time, too. But I don't know what I was drinking that morning. It was on Christmas morning. I don't know what it was henna whiskey or moonshine.
You didn't care, did you?
I didn't, not much.
How long did it take the skimmings to work?
Oh, it'll work in about a warm, if warm weather, it'd be about a week, 10 days.
Yeah. And that's as much as you needed.
Yeah, as much as it needed.
But that would pep you up right fast.
Yes, sir.
So you just, what do you do? Just keep it on hand? Just keep a little on hand? You bottle it?
Yes, sir. You know, just, you could finish, then you could get somebody to, if you didn't want to do it yourself, a matter of fact, just run it, you know, and it just don't look like nothing like that. It'll come out of just a old stuff that you can't skim off that juice.
Yeah.
But you could make some of the best moonshine whiskey you want to drink.
I didn't know that.
Hmm.
You didn't?
Uh-uh.
Man,
it
was more healthy and this whiskey what they ordered, I believe it was.
Yeah.
You could make some of the best, you know, some people, you know, when they had lots of it, you know, they would call it a run it double run it. They'd run it first time, then you'd take that and put it back in the pot into clear water. And it come out again, then you got the real whiskey then.
Oh, is that it?
Yes. That's called that double run.
Yeah. Well, now, the way I go with Miss Gertrude's, what's her name over there in that shallow community? She, and what I never got in on the syrup making.
No.
I missed that.
Yeah.
We made it, but it wasn't the same thing as what y'all do. And what they done was somebody would bring a batch of cane over there, you see.
Yeah.
And the ones that brought it after supper was the ones that had the most fun.
Yeah.
And it'd keep them up half the night.
Yeah.
And that's all there was to it.
What?
Everybody could just raise their own little batch of cane and bring it over there, you know,
and just grind
it and have a good time.
That's right.
And you know, Miss Gertrude, she had a job and she just quit work.
Yeah.
Just to be there so she wouldn't miss anything.
That's right. Yeah, you could take that thing and you take a lot of people. You know, it don't care what happened, what turned up, you know, somebody going to try to make a living out of it, you know. Well,
yeah.
They're going to try to make a living out of it. See, they manufacture that and sell it, you know. But I never did do that. What I got, I just keep it for myself.
Well, now,
I never tried to make a dollar.
When I was out there, they never, all they done was just sit around and talk.
Yeah.
And you know, have a good time.
Sure.
They didn't have no eating.
No.
But I figured, ordinarily, you see, you all had so much food back there. There's food there all the time.
Oh, yes, we had plenty to eat. I tell you, we used to raise plenty to eat on the farm, what you'd raise on the farm, you know.
Yeah.
We had something to eat all the time. And one thing about it, we raised our own meat, because some people didn't do it. Some people didn't raise enough to last them. But I used to raise enough to last me when the next hog killing time come, I still have some.
Yeah.
So, you know, I used to keep it at home. Well, to keep it at home, you keep it so long, I had to get kind of ransom. Well, I stopped that and start keeping mine over here at Gainesville. ice flat. You know, they used to kill meat there, that ice flat down outside of Gaza.
Oh.
And you could let it stay there the whole year around and just pay what's called rent on your tax, what they would charge to keep it.
Yeah.
You know?
And that went way back.
Yeah? No.
They started that way back.
Started that, but keeping meat?
Uh-huh.
Yes. And they I don't know how they've been, I guess they've been quit killing meat about 10 years
yeah.
ago.
Yeah.
Been about 10 years since they quit.
Yeah.
Well, just before they, year before they quit, go over there, same year one, I had meat over there then, what I had over there, I went over there and got it.
Now, everybody didn't have a rig. Syrup killing all like that.
No, sir.
Yeah, no.
Granted, other fellows, neighbors.
Yeah.
And pay rent, toll, what they call it, toll, you know. I didn't have one because I used to grind till my daddy got that. Now, this one, what I had in my house was.
That's your daddy's?
Daddy, yes. And, I used to grind with other people. It would take a man, Sam Turner's brother, he had one over there, and another colored man, Jackson, Bill Jackson. There's several people around there had them, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I just go wasn't what I wanted to go to, you know, and got me to pay
yeah.
rent, to pay toll. I think it was about 9 gallons. Some of them wouldn't charge that, or some charge a 10th gallon, and
yeah.
I'm like, that's it.
Well, who furnished the wood?
You furnished yourself.
You took your own wood.
Yeah, the man with the cane furnished the wood.
Uh-huh.
And he charged us that for just the rent of the using the furniture in the mill.
Yeah.
That'd be the rent on to pay for the mill and the furniture. You do your own work there.
And you do all your own work.
Own work, yes. That 9th and 10th gallon, that's what that would be for.
Well, when did you have a good time when you was working somebody else's or when you're doing your own?
Well, I guess you don't have that very good time of drinking time until after you get through. Well, you get through and you put that cane skimmers in the barrel and hit it way over.
Oh!
Then that's the time, the good time to start.
Oh, that's the end of the season.
Yeah. No, in the grinding season, yes. No, it wouldn't be in the grind. A few be grinding right on, but maybe in the your grinding season.
I see.
Yeah, when you get through grinding and get through it and get all in the barrel and hit a. That thing will boil up and the seed boils it like it got a fire under there.
Yeah.
When he settles back down and get clear again, he's ready for use.
Ready to have a
picnic.
Is that what you had?
Yes.
Picnic?
Well, it just says a picnic. You get enough of it, you think you're having a picnic.
Well, when you start, in the middle of the day or night?
Just most any time it felt like.
Any time.
But, you know, when I had work to do, I always learned myself that way, but I had work to do. I would never drink no. But if I had whiskey, had a gallon of whiskey at the house, I wouldn't bother it till even after I knock off work. Then I'd drink some of it.
Yeah.
But drinking and wake, if you get to drinking whiskey, if you had wake out there, do it, get drinking whiskey. Something else going on, you go quit wake or do something else.
You all didn't dance much, did you?
No, sir.
Wasn't in the place to dance.
Well, there's plenty of places where people want to dance. I never did dance much.
Well, I mean when you was, having a picnic, so to speak.
No, mostly drink liquor.
And eat?
Yeah.
And eat?
Well, I won't eat. I guess that reading whiskey didn't hurt me. Every time I started drinking, my appetite would want to eat.
Yeah.
And I would kiss someone's tongue. Now, you take that Turner boy, Curtis Turner, those who married him. Now, he died. He killed himself. I'm satisfied that whiskey eat him up. When he'd get to drink whiskey, he'd get on a drunk. Some people do that now. And for about 2 and 3 weeks, and he wouldn't hardly eat nothing.
Yeah.
Drinking whiskey on the empty stomach, you can't live long at that.
Yeah, if I don't kill you, I don't know what
will. It'll kill you too. It just shows. But if you keep plenty of food in your stomach, well, that whiskey won't take effect on you like that.
Yeah.
And every time I go to drink it, it'll make me hungry. I'd want to eat, you know.
Coleman, you never had anything as expensive as that old broken down car, have you?
No, sir.
That cost you more than anything you ever had.
More expensive. And it's still. you know, still the expensive thing. You know, it always be something you have to be doing, spending money on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Now, you take it right now, I'd be better off if I didn't have none.
Yeah.
But you need some way to get around a little bit, but I'd be better off for some million dollars. I mean, you take, where it ended up the other day when I come from that inspection station. That's about $100 I put out on that truck right at pretty close in a week or 10 days time. But I tell you why I got my license. You know, it cost $33.75.
Yeah.
That's his license.
That much?
Yes, sir. You know, it more than more trucks than these on the car.
Yeah.
And I know that I had to have a muffin on there. I met down here at the Dodge filling station in McIntosh, and
yeah.
He put on a muffin, and what they done into that muffin thing, it cost me either $27, or I can't, some odd cents, or whatever, it's less than $28, but $27.
Gee whiz.
Man, I went up there to the second station. They went there. They inspected and they marked three things. I had a bolt had to tighten up on the side of the steering gear. I had to bring back through for get that done. And the tail light with a hat on there, what Ricky put on out there. He said it would come on when the other light was on, but it put the headlight on that it wouldn't come on when you match on the brake, it wouldn't come on there back then. So I had how that done something to then this other side, he said, the old truck wasn't made for but one tail light. And the man told me that I had to put on another taillight on the other side. And I come back, had a boy to drive, come back from up there. My gas bill cost me $4 that day.
Yeah.
Come back to the Globe Park, fell upon. He said I didn't have to have it. He tightened up that bolt on that on the side of that steering gear. They tightened that up. You know, and they said I didn't have to have it. I went back there, and this man said, that's why we never stopped until they got it inspected. And he told, I had to have it. Said the law come out now. They all got to have two tail lights, and they got to be working. And said, if I didn't have it done, he wasn't going to put the sticker on. And everything then had done passed, except that I had to come back to Grove Park and had, boy, you see it on the truck. You build that other taillight on there and went back. And so got back there, the woman had to run into a man under the inspection station, and I couldn't get under there. And so he come out there and had to throw the match on the brake, and the light showed up all right, and he put the sticker on. And we turned around, didn't go through under there, turn around. And the other people on there working on their car, they had to run out of had a wreck under there.
Good
the woman claimed her brakes failed, and she run into the man in front of her.
Right there in the
inspection. Yeah, right there in the inspection. When I go there and some mine was stopping there, they tell me to push it on out of the way, got to get it out from under here. But they was under there working on them when we left there.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
And you still got to do something to it.
Trust now. It won't pull.
Well, how long has that been showing up?
Well, I don't know when he started, but the first it got bad with it is, I noticed the last one or two times I drew it, where it wouldn't, you know, I'd get a thought off a good little while before he'd want to pick up the speed. But I come over here Sunday morning. I come over here to pack. A good thing I didn't. I didn't drive up here to the house. I drove around here on the corner and come across the peanut patch and walk across there.
Yeah.
And well, it didn't come up on the road at home. It come up on the highway. It didn't come up very good. It was like, and from here, I said I might have trouble. I'd go on through down over here and strike the highway and go all the way around.
Yeah.
And much as I could do to get it back to the house, I didn't give out.
Well, run out on.
Yeah. I'll tell you what started getting real bad on it. I went to meet my daughter, make it over, and come back after I got off the highway to go up to the house. Somebody, I don't know who it was, met a man there right at the corner there on the side. It was like a kind of sand relay, and had to pull out the road. And I think that made it get worse right then with pulling out the road. And so it just was going to been too so bad.
Well, now for that amount of money, Coleman, you could buy Emma all over again and feed her for a couple of years.
Yeah. And then to see it not too big yet. I don't know what it's gonna cost now.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's gonna cost now. And I just feel like it's my time. If I didn't have that license tag, you know, I can't sell it. I can't do nothing with it.
No.
It's just bought.
Once you buy it.
That's right. That's right.
And if I didn't have that much into it, I wouldn't go no further with it.
Well, it's like they say about vegetables, you see. When you got a dry season, you see, and you got to irrigate or something like that, your tomatoes.
Yeah.
And it costs you money every time you do it. You're throwing good dollars after bad dollars.
That's what you do.
You heard that, haven't
yes,
you?
Yes. Yeah. Well, that's just what I'm doing now. And you can't tell, it might be bad all the way through. It ain't nothing good about it now. No, sir. No, sir, it ain't nothing good about it.
Well, I guess we're going to start gardening pretty soon, next week. Can we start gardening in first September?
I guess so, but look, I'm having it. I bet not best stay out of that garden, isn't it?
Are you not having much luck?
Not spending all that money, are you? Ha! I mean, they're going to give me some.
Well, I reckon I'm going to try to carry potatoes along too. I'll let y'all do the rest there.
I want to write around 1700. The end of the visit with Coleman with Rick and Debbie. Faye's not here. This Friday, the 24th of August, 73. Channel 1 right around 1700. The end of the visit with Coleman with Rick and Debbie. This Friday, the 24th of August, 73. They've just finished hoeing out the sweet potatoes for the second time. Channel 1 right around 1700. The end of the visit with Coleman with Rick and Debbie, this Friday, the 24th of August, 73.